You're listening to the Apple Viz Podcast.
Hello, my name is Thomas Domville. I also go by the name of Anonymous. In this cast, I'm going to introduce you to an app called Cache Reader Tool for Blind. Really, I'm going to just keep this short and simple. I'll just call it Cache Reader. Yes, this app, particular app, is a new app that has just come out recently. This will identify different banknotes for or currency for your denomination of your country of choice. Now, it supports right now, I believe, a little over 20 different country banknotes, which is a good start. And just as we know that Looktel Money Reader used to be the one for money identification. And I used to love that so much, but a lot of you probably have noticed that it has come and gone and has been replaced by a company called Nant Money Reader. The problem with that is it doesn't update the banknotes very often. And you know, the banknotes get updated frequently, depending which countries you live in, and there's updates for it. And once a new bill comes out, it can't read it. So this one is unique, there's a couple things I like about this particular cache reader. What it does, for one, it does not require internet access, which is kind of cool. So this will work offline. So if you have a poor or not around a Wi-Fi connection, or if you're not around a cell reception that's very good, say you're inside the store, this baby will read the cache with and without any data. Also, what I really like about this is that it will do silent mode, which I kind of like that quite a bit. I don't see that with other cache identifier apps like this one. So it will, if it detects a certain denomination, it will vibrate the phone. Yeah, it's pretty cool. So let me show you, give you examples here. I'll show you through the app itself. It's very simple, easy to use. Couple of information to show you, and then how the buzzing part works. Now, in this demonstration, I am going to use the United States currency, which is the U.S. dollars. This app is free. It will identify your first two banknotes of that currency. So for the U.S., it will only identify $1. I believe it will do $2 and $5, which is an exception, but $1 and $5 for sure. $2 is uncommon. It's in the United States. There is a $2 bill, but it's pretty rare. But for the free part, it will identify $1, $2, and $5. Now, it does include a 14-day trial for a full version, so if you want to give it a try. The cool thing about that, if you do a 14-day trial, it will not charge you after the 14 days like a lot of them do. They want you after 14 days, they will charge you automatically, but you don't have to do it with this. If you get the full version, obviously you can read all the rest of the denomination for your currency. All right, so let's go to the cache reader here.
Cache reader.
And from the cache reader, we'll just do a one-finger double tap to open this up.
Cache reader, identifying U.S. dollars.
Okay, the first thing I'm just going to tell you is identifying U.S. dollars right now. So if I were to flash something in front of it,
one,
it just told me that it's a $1. Not did only do that, but it told
five.
Me, oh, identify my $5. Let's try that again.
Five, two.
Now, what it did there, which you didn't hear, but you can feel, and which is the cool part about this, when I scanned the dollar, it did one vibrate. If it's a $2, it'll vibrate twice. $5 will vibrate three times. Let's try another denomination here.
10.
There's $10, so it vibrated four times there. And then obviously I have a
20.
$20 there. It is very quick.
20.
I just barely put it on there.
10.
And it does a fantastic job, and it vibrates. So if I were to have this on silent, so on the side of my phone, there's a mute button there. And if I hit the mute,
10.
It will automatically just start vibrating. So it doesn't announce $10 verbally to the entire world. So that is one of the big advantages that I've seen with it. Now, you will hear a clicking noise that I have turned on. That allows me to know that it's still looking for a bill in front of your device. It does have an automatic torch, which means that your flash on the back comes on. If the light is too dim, it comes on automatically. And if there's enough light, it'll turn itself off. So that's a nice thing. You don't have to manually turn that on. Now, if I go to the right here.
Full version trial will expire in 13 days.
Tells me I have 13 days left. I just activated this full trial. If you have a full version, obviously it wouldn't be there. Let's go to the right here.
Settings. Button.
And that is it for the first screen here. That is it. So let's go to the settings. One finger double tap here.
Settings. Heading.
Now there's a few things I'll point out in here. You can swipe to the right until you get to the currency.
Choose currency. Heading.
Now if I swipe a couple more here, it'll tell me exactly what denomination that is identifying here.
Select currently identifying U.S. dollars.
So it's telling me it's currently identifying the U.S. dollars. Now if I go to the right, one more to right.
Select the currency button.
You double tap that. That will allow you to pick the currency that you would like it to scan and identify. And again, what I said, there's lots here. The nice thing about this is not only does it work with offline mode, but the nice, really cool thing is it doesn't load all the currency at once. So you don't have all the database loaded on your phone. And the reason is it keeps the file size really small. So because I only have the U.S. dollars being identified here, I think it was like 15 megabyte of size. So it just downloaded just the currency that I only need. Whenever a new update comes out for the U.S. currency, it only has to download the new currency, not the actual new app for it. So unlike NAT Money Reader, where it has to update the whole entire app just to be able to use it, this will just download the database it needs without having a whole new app. So this is another advantage, which I really like this quite a bit. And I go to the right here.
Upgrade to full version. Heading.
You can upgrade to the full version. Obviously, if you go to this button here,
purchase the full version button.
You double tap that and allows you to purchase the full version. The full version for the United States is $8.99 for a lifetime. So once you purchase that, you own it for life. Now, I'm sure the prices will vary in different countries. There are more settings down below I want to show you. So we're going to swipe to the right until you get to the Vibrate banknote.
Vibrate banknote value. Heading.
There's that. This is where you can set this option to on and off. So if I swipe to the right.
The app can transform the identified value of a banknote into vibrations. The vibrations are always used when your phone is in silent mode, because in silent mode the app cannot speak the value aloud. Here you can set it up so that the vibrations are also allowed in ring mode. If you don't feel the vibrations, please go to the sound section in your device's settings. Make sure that vibrate on ring or vibrate on silent are enabled.
Pretty self-explanatory there, so make sure you want to turn this on. So we'll go to the right.
Vibrate in silent mode only. Button.
That makes sure that is set on by default. It's set to on. So as soon as you put that on silence, it will do buzzing, which is really cool, as I mentioned before. Now, if you go to the right here.
Beep while identifying. Heading.
This is the beep I was telling you about. If you want to make sure it is scanning and being trying to identify, it's kind of a nice way of letting us know that the phone, there isn't anything wrong with the phone, but it is trying to scan. By default, this is turned off. But if you just swipe to the right here.
If you are unaware of whether the app is active and currently identifying banknotes, enable the periodic beeping sound. Beeping is now enabled. Disable beeping. Button.
You come to this here. Now, it will say disable for me. For you, if you want to enable that, just double tap that and you'll be able to enable that. So I went ahead and enabled it. It's kind of a nice deal so I can know that it's trying to scan.
Flashlight. Heading. Light from your device's flashlight improves the identification rate in the dark. It will switch off automatically when you leave the app. Currently set up to automatically enabled in the dark. Set up to always be disabled. Button.
And obviously the last one here is the light. By default, it's already turned on. If it's dark, it will automatically turn this on. You don't have to turn this on because it's default. But if you don't want it to use the light, you can disable that. Just do one finger double tap on that disable. And that will disable the torch being turned on automatically when it needs it.
Contact us. Heading.
Obviously, we have the various information down below, whether you can contact the person and various things like that.
Rate Cash Reader on App Store. Heading.
You can rate it.
Tutorial. Heading.
If you want to do the tutorial over again, you can swipe to the right here.
Start the tutorial again. Button.
Until you get to the button and just double tap that and you can start the tutorial again.
Application version. Heading.
And lastly, we have the application version.
Current application version is 1.19.
This will help you identify which version you have, and etc. So that's pretty much the Cast Reader tool for blind. I call it shortly as Cast Reader. Once again, it is free to use. It will identify the first two banknotes of your currency. And you have a 14-day trial free, that is, and no risk involved here, as it does not charge you after the 14 days to see if that's something you want to use. It has a couple of advantages, which I like. I like that it can work on offline. I like the fact that I can just open it up, go straight to the identifying the denomination. And lastly, I really, really like the way that it vibrates the different banknotes without blurting out the value from everybody. So you can do this by vibration, which is that it alone is a pretty cool deal. Obviously, we have lots of other options out there that will do cash identification, as you know, but this is just another choice for us to look at and be able to use, see if it's something that we like better. Obviously, you just stick to with one you like the most, but I want to go ahead and give this a review so that way you can hear for yourself and if it's something that you have interest. All right, well, that's going to do for me. My name is Thomas Donville. I also go by the name of Anonymous. Until next time, guys, goodbye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Viz. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.